Jordi Bonet, the chief architect here at the Sagrada Familia. Tell me first off, how difficult or easy has it been to carry on Gaudi's vision for this temple?
This was not so easy. But first, my father was architect and friend, and also Gaudi friend. And I received from my father many explanations about his Capo Laboro, the Sagrada Familia. And as I start my architectural studies, during some month, I was working here. And so I understand many of the problems and the solutions that Gaudi has given to his design with the help of geometry, with his new architecture. And so, when I finish my studies, I receive to work and to design a little parish. And the parish gave to me freedom to design something with the same Gaudi ideas. And so I had an experience. And after this first experience, I received a most important project of another church, not so little as the first, and also of other buildings, theatres, and auditoriums. And so I employed the Gaudi ideas. And one day, in 1984, I received in charge the continuation of the Sagrada Familia. Here I have this model. It is the church of a parish in Barcelona with designed by myself with Gaudi ideas. And so it is the reason that I am here, and with my knowledge of the Gaudi project with his models in plaster, when I received this work to do, I say yes. And so after 26 years to work here in this moment, just the dedication of the church by the Holy Father. This is not a short explanation of my arrival and my work and the work of many collaborators.
Gaudí was a man of great faith. So it was obviously the Sagrada Familia. He had the love of God in mind when he was creating this structure.
Yes. For example, he put in the architecture some words. For example, it is in the bell towers, the letters that you can read, Hosanna Excelsis, Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus. And Gaudi say, believers and not believers, only reading these words, this is to say something to God. And so the symbolism is very important in this architecture. It is a living architecture. And for them, Gaudi use color and movement. And the columns, it is not a Gothic column. It is not a Doric or Corinthian column. It is a new column generated for the straight lines with helicoids. And all the columns are generated in a basis that this is a polygon, a square, a rectangle, an hexagon, a dodecagon. But with this geometrical rule, it is possible with intersection in the space of two helicoids, one that grows to the height, going to the left, a second of the same basis growing to the right, the intersection of these surfaces change the star of the basis to the circle. It is not a magic thing, but it is really the work of a genius.
Did you ever think you'd see the day when a pope would come to the Sagrada Familia and consecrate it?
Yeah, for us it's really a joy, and we are grateful that the Holy Father comes to Barcelona and that the work of many generations, and now with the help of all the world, in the main facade, Gaudí named this facade Glory Facade. In the east facade, dedicated to the born of a child, Jesus. And in the west facade, dedicated to the passion and the resurrection, also and the ascension of Jesus Christ. The seven doors are dedicated to the seven sacraments and also the seven different sentences of the Our Father. And this is something that all people, believers and not believers, can understand. And this is a call, a big call to peace, to the universal fraternity. It is a way to the faith. And I put to myself the question, it is possible that so many people come in Barcelona to see this building in construction. We receive day after day 8,000-10,000 persons during a year. It's 2.5 million that comes to see something that is not finished. And it's very important that in this building to start to the religious service. The Mass, it is something that calls with the way of the fine arts to the faith. This is Gaudí. He was a man with a very deep faith.